Well, hello, Abundance Alliance members. This is Tanya Gabrielle here on November 19th, 2013. This is our penultimate call. We have one more in December for the year. And as you know, 2013 is one of the big abundance years that we have. The next big abundance year coming up for the world in general is 2015. And I'll actually be holding a live event in October of 2014 to prepare everyone for that opportunity. That, of course, 2015, if you add up the digits, adds up to the number 8. And 8 is the number of not only leadership, but eternal life, and therefore represents everything to do with money. And because money is just energy, and the number 8 is about eternal energy. So this is a really amazing time right now because several reasons. This number 8 that I just mentioned for 2015 is active as we speak and will be again next month. Now, you know from my forecast video that November is an 8 month. And so that in itself, that universal month of 8, allows for tremendous leaps in your consciousness about creating wealth. And I'm going to go into a couple little tips for you in a moment about that. But in terms of just taking advantage of this number, what we were helped with actually began back in October when I gave you readings for the new moon on the 4th and 5th of October, and then again the solar eclipse, which was a new moon eclipse on November 3rd. The reason those were restart buttons for all of us, especially the eclipse this month, November 3rd, is because they occurred at 11 degrees, both of them. And 11, of course, is the double one, double new beginnings number. And the actual date of the November 3rd solar eclipse, new moon eclipse, was an 11 date. November 3rd, 2013 adds up to 11. And happened in the 11th month of the year. And so really this month being an 8 month and having all this incredible rebirth energy aligned with it is extremely important. And not only that, the full moon that followed this event occurred, this new moon solar eclipse on the 3rd, occurred on the 17th. And that in itself is amazing, and it continues next month. I'll tell you in a moment what goes on there. But the 17, the number 17, is an 8. And so the full moon, which is a culmination of the lunar cycle, when the moon is full, is telling us again, look, get down to nuts and bolts of abundance. Focus on prosperity. Focus on money creation. You know, so really, the universe is really joining in an incredible way for all of us to figure out what it is we must do, and I stress the word do, not think about, but do. I mean, you can think about many things, but it really is in what you do that matters. So this 8 month is all about doing. The numbers 2, 4, 8 are in the triad of manifestation. And so the number 8 is in that manifestation triad. Manifestation means doing, acting, being, not thinking, but doing. So the new lunar cycles tell us this, and then next month again we have an amazing event because the actual new moon on the 3rd of December occurs at 10 degrees in Sagittarius, and 10, of course, is the number of new beginnings, and it's made up of 1 and 0. 1 and 0 are the male and female, literally. It represents the code of the universe. The computer code is made up of ones and zeros, straight line and circles. And it is the number of God, love and light. It is an incredible, powerful number. And because it reduces to one, it represents a new start. So again, it's like 3 months in a row we are presented with the number one for the new moon, whether it's the 11 or the one. And then for the full moon this time, it's also on the 17th of the month, 17th of December, again giving us that urge to create wealth, that urge to tap into the eternal life number, the number that leaves a legacy behind. Remember, the number 17 in numerology means that you will leave something behind that lasts forever. So whatever you plant now, the seeds you actually grow and plant and water at this time, at the end of this year, this amazing sixth universal year, will allow you to go through 2014, which will be have a lot of shifts in it because of the number 14 and the number 7. It will allow you to stay calm and grounded because you have an actual proven manifestation that you created this year. So you still have weeks to work on this, to implement, and again, like I said, to do and to be, not just to think about this. Okay, a lot of people think about things and they get all passionate about things and, you know, it's not necessarily going to help them much. And I think personally, this whole metaphysical idea that what you're passionate about is what's going to bring you money, of course, there's great truth to that. But what's often left out of the equation is that you may not like some of the work that goes into bringing your passion to life, right? There's a lot of work involved. So you may wake up some mornings and say, you know what, I have a deadline, so I'm going to have to write this newsletter or this chapter in my book or whatever it is you're doing. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're passionate about it every day. So what it takes to become wealthy and successful is really a deliberate practice. And I wrote a newsletter about this last week about my daughter, who's practicing as we speak at her piano. She's doing a Beethoven trio right now, and she doesn't always wake up and is thrilled to practice, but she knows she has a deadline. She's rehearsing in a few days with two other kids, violinist and cellist, and she needs to know the piece. So that is driving her to do the practice. So again, you can be passionate about a subject, and that's all fine and good, but you must put your actual, your idea, your dream to work, right? And so one of my favorite sayings by Dan Kennedy is that hope is not a strategy. Hope is not a strategy. You can hope to attract wealth. You can hope to be abundant. You can hope to be happy, but it's not going to work because you haven't put a strategy in place. And the same goes with passion. You can be passionate about something and talk about it till the end of the days. You can talk and talk and talk about your passion, but it is in the actual getting down to nuts and bolts and doing that avoids drudgery as well. When you sit down and do something, like if you're bored and you can't get passionate about it, just go work, and you will find that your drudgery will stop immediately because then you get in the moment, you actually make a decision that you're going to move forward, even though you may not want to, but you've made the decision, and so that decision brings motivation and it brings productivity every day, right? Because you're engaged in activities, even though you may not want to do these activities. You may even really dislike some of these activities, right? The running of a business or whatever it is you're doing or selling or, you know, doing something that you may not necessarily feel is congruent to how you want to run that particular day. You need to still work through that. You need to just make the decision and move, right? Because if you don't, then you will remain poverty conscious. Your consciousness has not shifted to understand the importance of actually going out there and getting your hands wet and dirty and getting the work done. So, so maturity really involves the maturity that leads to money. It means that you're opting for desirable results rather than activities that make you feel good all the time, right? That's really maturity. So that's where that strategy comes in. So saying, what will get me the desirable results, and writing down that list for the day or for the week or for the year, and making sure you follow that strategy, okay, and not just follow some dream in your mind about doing something. So this is very important. And so that also brings me to another point about wealth generation, and that is to be congruent with your behavior. So where your thoughts are congruent with your behavior. A lot of people from watching The Secret many years ago did start to think about wealth creation and abundance and happiness and all of this in a different way. And, you know, my sister is one of those people. She just loved The Secret and thought it would change her life and all of this. But what happened is, here's the problem. It's really a lot less about what you think than about what you do. So, like I said, you know, I wake up certain mornings and I have a deadline that I put in my calendar about a certain, you know, newsletter or, you know, certain kind of a copy that I wanted to write for a new product or a new promotion, and or I do my daily Facebook quote on my official page and my personal page. And there's some mornings, you know, I get excited, and others I know I just need to get to work because I had an imminent deadline. And I prize in keeping my commitments to myself and my commitments to others. And so that is really the dedicated practice that has allowed me to generate wealth, right? Because I do the work to meet the deadline that I've set to myself. And so this number 6 year that we're in is about responsibility, 2013. This is why I created the Abundance Alliance, is to really focus on how the cycles you're going through personally and universally allow you to accept that responsibility and take it seriously. And one way that you can really be congruent with what you're thinking and line up your behavior to be in harmony with your thoughts is to watch others, watch the behavior of people who are already achieving the goals that you want to achieve, to literally watch them. How do they work? And I don't watch TV, but if there are certain reality shows that focus on the lives of wealthy people, you know, without being too dramatic, and, you know, because I know television likes drama, but, you know, watch those. But really the best thing is to have friends or colleagues who really give you an idea of how to model your life. You will literally learn by studying them how to model them and to model their behavior, and not worry so much about your thoughts and your attitudes and your passions. And, you know, just to you know, some people really judge themselves for being negative. Well, look, all of us get negative some days or get moody some days, and it's just the way life is. It's what we do with that, you know. Do we have a strategy in place to snap us out of it? Because believe me, doing is the only strategy to snap you out of negativity. There is nothing else that works. You cannot think yourself out of a bad mood. It's not possible. You do yourself, you be yourself out of a bad mood, right? You take yourself to a new place by literally viscerally moving your body, getting to your computer or whatever it is you do, and going through the motions and doing it. And even if it's just going through the motions at first, by literally viscerally doing it, you get out of that that procrastination, right? So by modeling yourself on people who have achieved the goals that you want to achieve, you actually learn to do what it is they do and figure out what matters most. What really matters most in a wealthy person's life, in a happily wealthy person's life, a person who loves what they do but is also working hard to do it. And I'm not talking about working hard to the point where you just think of your life as hard work. That's not the point at all. I mean working hard to achieve the goals that you have and then taking time out to enjoy as well, right? So making space in your life for happiness and relaxation and family and whatever you like to do, watching football or watching something, sports or whatever it is, going to concerts like I love to do, you know, taking time out for vacations, that's all part of it. But you need to think about the behavior that gets you to that point where you feel that independence and have that life of freedom. So if you're on the line, and I'm just checking if anybody's online, nope. You are not online right now, so there are no questions to follow up on what I'm saying right now. So what I'm going to actually ask all of you to do when you listen to this call is think of a question for me for our December call, because we will be getting together one more time on I believe it's very close to the 17th, the full moon. Molly will send you an email about that. But please think of a question that'll catapult you into the final part of the year and allow you to really see something about yourself that will propel you to step into a wealth creation, a wealth attraction person. And so you really, really want to think about this, and because people who are congruent with what it is they're asking or thinking, that behavioral congruent, are magnetic. They're charismatic. And this has nothing to do with how you look. It has to do with how you come across. So when you're fully congruent with your life and with your goals, you truly are irresistible. What you do is irresistible. People will want to learn from you, be with you, give you money, right? So the more aligned you are with what you want, the more powerfully you will attract it. But alignment happens in the doing. And so that's really my big message for today is take this number 6 of responsibility for 2013 and get down to the nuts and bolts and really do. And don't keep this in mind. 2013 is the 13th year of our century. And what makes this year and has made it so remarkable is that the number 13 is literally about physical manifestation. It reduces to the number 4. 1 + 3 = 4. And that is bringing it down to earth, bringing your inspiration down to earth and manifesting them. This is what you really, really want to be doing. You want to take responsibility by feeling, by getting in touch with your true source, your true nature in the number 6, and birth something that is relevant, that is important to you, and then get down to the nuts and bolts of that number 13, 4, and get to work, right? So, like I said, you have a few more weeks to do this. It's an exciting time, and I wish you all the best. And so I will see you again next month during our final call. Get your questions ready and either send them in to me by email or get on the line and talk to me personally. In the meantime, have a fabulous Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S. and a wonderful beginning to the holiday season in December. And I will talk to you next month. All right. Bye-bye for now.